You got your recording going?
Yep.
All right. Well, hello and welcome to episode 56 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I am Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
And we're just two guys drinking beer, talk what's going on. We have our mostly permanent, semi-permanent guest on, Ray.
Hello.
Yeah, every now and then, yeah, he's stepped up hardcore and filled Brian's
when I was
big
past,
drunken shoes.
I didn't go sailing today, I haven't drank nearly as much as I would have the last few Saturdays.
Actually, the both times you've passed out and it's been Ray and I've gotten more views on YouTube than usual.
I might need to leave the show.
No, usually Brian's so drunk that I'm drunk too. Like, oh shit, I'm drunk too.
So you can hold your booze better.
Yes, he can.
I'm younger.
Right before we hit record, you were saying that we got some extra listens on the audio.
Yeah. File. We in the last, let me look at this thing again here real quick. So it's showing me the stats for July 31st to August 17th. We had 10 downloads on the audio version. 8 of them came from the United States and 2 from Australia.
That's pretty cool. I did make it a point to share out the link to the the audio. Because not everyone wants to go through YouTube. It's a pain in the ass, especially if you want to listen to it at work. You know what I mean? Because then you have to either leave your phone running or pay like $10 premium, a month or whatever to YouTube to be able to shut your phone off and still have to play the sound.
Here's what's even interesting about the states. We had 3 downloads from Utah. Two from Massachusetts, 1 from California, and 2 unknown states.
This past one, I might have listened to it at work because it might have come up next in my
playlist.
My podcast app.
I'll
go through the Daily Wire guys usually if they did something, because if I listen to it, it shows up in your new podcasts.
Yeah.
So if I listen to Ben Shapiro, his next one will autoplay if I click anything from your new stuff. And I had listened to us before, so we keep showing up in there. So if I listen to like the Daily Agenda, the No Agenda show, sometimes it'll kick into us. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to listen to what stupid shit I said after I had like one beer.
You only come out at one beer on YouTube.
Yes. And if you're listening through Podbean or any other app like that, I've had several already. I identify that way.
What you call it, the pregame show?
Yeah, exactly. I'm only having one beer on the show.
Right.
By the way, before we get going into anything, you can find us on YouTube. You can find us in any place you can get a podcast, I believe, right? Or do we not show up in Apple?
No, we show up in Apple. That's where I get mine through. Yeah.
There we go. We're even on Apple. You can ask any smart device for the Jeffrey and Brian show, and we will show up. It's really cool, actually, which didn't happen when we first started publishing.
It only started happening when we switched to the new hosting service, Podbean.
Actually got some people to actually pay attention to us. Yeah. When it was only the 3 of us who listened.
Yeah.
It didn't show up if you went, even if you did a Google search, it wouldn't show up.
Right.
Now Google will bring you here.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool. So won't Alexa or Siri or any of them. And you can contact us at the Jeffrey and Brian Show at gmail.com and buy the merch we don't sell and smash that like button.
We got a like button.
We do have a like button. You know, likes are cool because that does help it go out there, but I'd rather get a share. But
Anyway. Listen to the drunk guys.
Yeah, let's listen to the drunk assholes freaking bullshit for 1 to 3 hours, depending on how much they're going to drink tonight.
I was shocked how short the show was when I wasn't on it last week.
Well, we just tore through the topics. It's like, oh, all right, I guess we've had our discussions about it. That's all right.
Because I texted Ray like around 10 o'clock. He's like, oh, we're done. I'm like, what? I woke up. He's like, yeah, we're done already.
Now, like, where we disagreed, we had a conversation about it. And for the most part, there wasn't a ton to talk about anyway, but we kind of just.
Well, nothing much happened last week compared to this week. Like, holy crap, man.
Yeah. I put together quite the Google Doc this week.
Yes, you did. You spent some time on it.
I had like an hour and a half extra today. I went apple picking, brought the daughter apple picking.
Oh yeah. We do that every year too. We go up to it's like a 2-hour drive for us to go up to Charlottesville and pick apples. So we picked even this year. So
we drove 82 minutes, Southwest, but not really that far south, more west, to go apple picking. And oh my, we got a half bushel, but we thought about picking up 3 pecks because if you get 3 pecks, you get a 4th peck free, which adds up to a bushel. I don't know how much apple harvesting everyone does here, but when Peter Piper picked up pack of pickled peppers, a peck is actually a unit of measurement.
Apples up the yin-yang right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we got a half bushel, and we only brought home three kinds, and most of them were 2 kinds. Okay. We got just enough of the 3rd kind to make an apple pie. Yeah, we got Gala and Honeycrisp out the wazoo.
Okay, cool.
We also made it a point to go when it was perfect ripe season for those apples, too. So pick them off the tree as they're ripe. It's the best way to get them, you know?
So I'll be going up there in a couple of weeks to pick apples. So,
you're looking for Golden Delicious, probably?
Yeah.
When they're perfect?
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's kick it off. I've been bullshitting about my day enough. No McDonald's did.
Yep.
Everyone has been talking about it. Anyone who knows who the guy is already knows this, but we have to acknowledge him, right?
Yep.
If we were on your back porch, like when we started the show, we would pull one out for him, wouldn't we?
Uh-huh.
We used to do that. We did that every week, though, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a dead celebrity segment.
Well, I completely forgot that we used to do that every week.
Yeah.
Every week somebody died.
But he's been fighting with cancer for over a decade, so.
I did not know that.
I heard 9 years, but either way, it was long enough that he got to get really sick, but he didn't even let his family know he was sick. Mm. It was a surprise to them when he died.
Oh, wow.
I know everyone says it now that he's dead, but I truly enjoyed this man's comedy.
He was pretty darn funny.
He was so politically incorrect. He just, if it was funny, that's what he did, you know. But he did dirty work, right?
No, I don't think so. He was on. He did.
I think he was in Dirty Work.
It's not listed on.
Not here. Dirty Work. Men at Work.
I think so, yeah.
Anyway.
Everybody, his latest thing was, it was the Kentucky Fried Chicken commercials.
Yeah, he was Colonel
Sanders. He was one of the first comics to get that role.
Man. I would tell some Norm Macdonald jokes in memory of him, but some of his better jokes were really, really long.
Yeah.
Like the one about the moth who goes into the podiatrist and he tells him like how depressed he is, and he goes on and on and on about like how he hates everything about his life. And then the podiatrist is like, this is all horrible. You should be speaking to a psychiatrist. Why'd you come in here? And he goes, oh, the light was on. You have to tell the whole story though, because it's funnier, because like you hear the whole thing, you know.
It's like 5 minutes long.
Well, yeah, it's like a 5-minute lead up, and I heard
Rumble in the Morning one day. Like, oh shit!
I do miss Rumble in the Morning. I I sleep in as much as I can these days because I don't have to be to work till 9.
Mm-hmm.
So I get up at 8. While the wife makes breakfast for the baby, I go and play with the baby, which is I get the good end of that stick, right?
Yeah.
And then I, you know, do that until like 8:30, then I go to work. But I used to I was getting up at 5:30, and for a long time in the Navy, I was getting up at 4:45. And I'm so glad I could sleep till like 8 o'clock. You know, that's unheard of for any typical adult these days.
Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy the good stuff so that I don't only focus on the crappy stuff that happens in life. You know, I get to sleep later than the average person. So that's awesome. All right. Speaking of what affects me, Charlie Baker, the governor. The governor. He has activated the National Guard in Massachusetts. They're driving school buses.
They're shorthanded, I bet.
They are that shorthanded, and I think this is a good move, honestly.
I do too.
Yeah. This is a perfect use of the resources. You have heavy equipment operators that are licensed to operate a school bus. Let me rephrase that. That could easily pass the test to get licensed to drive a school bus. There's a special license for a school bus. Like your CDL won't. Class.
Huh? Well, CDL class C, and then you get endorsement.
Well, check. I'm pretty sure in every state, I'm pretty sure if you look on your license, where you look at where it says class D, it says up to 26,000 pounds, except school bus. And I'm pretty sure that's like, in all 50 states it says that.
It's an endorsement. You have to get class for hazmat. There's an endorsement for public bus. School buses, regular buses. You have to hit an endorsement. And for something else, I forgot the other one, but yeah. Limousine drivers need to get one. School bus drivers, you have to get that.
Mass transit. Mm-hmm. If you're operating the vehicle in mass transit, you need a special seal on your license.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You're driving a huge truck full of armaments isn't good enough to drive a school bus, but that person could probably easily pass the test.
Right.
Yeah. It just needs an endorsement. That's all.
Yeah.
Did you hear that latest noise? You didn't hear it?
No, what?
It's a blast from the past.
No. What is this? Oh my God. I can't really hear it so great, man. You have to turn up your gain.
Am I a cooler vice?
Shoot. I actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to record myself swishing my hand through icy water for like 3 minutes and then put it on a loop. And randomly hit it for like 30 seconds. I actually almost recorded outside today. Where I'm running out of days to sit on the porch and do this. Because it's nice to do it out there. But
yeah.
I spent a lot of money on this really comfortable chair.
Is it working again?
Yeah. We seem to be able to fix it every time.
Every time.
That's right. I spent the extra $20 on the warranty. If I can't make it, well,
you may have voided the warranty by fixing it.
No. It just screws back on, but it doesn't have the same tension. But no, I bought the extended warranty for like $20. It's like, oh, I'm going to break this because like I'm going to sit in this chair, I'm going to get drunk. I'm going to get moved around. I'm going to break this chair. I know this. I'm definitely spending $20 for 5 years to make sure I get another one for free. Anyway, I think that was a good move by Charlie Baker activating the guard. This sounds like the perfect use for this. I do have to say it does suck for some of these guys because now all of a sudden they got active. It's like, I think 70 people. But their job of doing whatever it is they do in the civilian world, now all of a sudden they're driving a school bus, which it is a noble thing to do, but they were getting paid. God knows what they were doing. You know, for all we know, they were operating bulldozers. and now all of a sudden they're getting paid National Guard wages, and they're just, and their employer is just not allowed to fire them.
Right.
You know, that's a big pay cut. It, let's be honest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, that's what the Guard is for, isn't it? And you signed up, you knew you might get called up to do something. You just never expected to be driving a school bus.
You may do something you don't like. So,
boy, that's better than getting shot at or having cocktails chucked at you, right?
I signed up to get shot at, not driving a school bus.
I'm not sure when the last time the Guard was activated in mass, but I'm pretty sure the last time they declared martial law was the Boston bombing.
Yeah, that's, I remember that. Everybody was like,
everyone remembers that.
It was a home.
That's another "where were you" moment, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, I bet you both remember where you were, right? Where you
nah,
were?
Nah, really. I remember.
No.
No.
Yeah, I do. Maybe just because I grew up in the area.
Where did this happen? What year?
He was still in Virginia when it happened.
Yeah.
Oh, well, gee, I didn't. Yeah, it was like, oh my god, I want to say 11, but I'm not sure.
2011. Probably, I don't know if I was deployed or not.
I was in Virginia, and I was there for another several years after. I know that. I was in automotive school. Yeah, maybe I just remember it so vividly because, you know, it's my home area.
But you remember the, I mean, I know it was somewhere in March, wasn't it? But I don't remember the year.
Yeah, the Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
Whenever that happens. It was canceled last year for the first time ever. 100 something years. I don't give a crap. I don't want to talk about this MCAS thing. It's a Massachusetts test that you have to pass to graduate high school.
Yeah, we got SOLs.
Okay. I didn't have MCAS when I graduated. So I'm not sure what it is, because honestly, I didn't give a shit to read up on it because I don't care.
Is it the same thing like the governor from Oregon was canceled? Like, hey, in order to graduate, you have to pass this test. It's like, nah, you don't need to pass this test in order, because a lot of minority kids, you know, cannot pass it and stuff like that. So,
you know, it's funny. That's actually the argument they're making to get rid of the MCAS, saying that it's racist and because it's white supremacist. And I don't understand how having a base, from what I understand of this test, it's supposed to be a basic understanding of a little bit of everything. So, you know, you have a basic understanding of how the world works. They don't want to pass you on to the world if you can't, for example, read or,
I mean, by the time you
have hypotenuse of a right triangle.
If you cannot read by the time you're in high school, by the time you get ninth grade, then there's major problems and stuff like that.
Oh, I knew a couple people that graduated high school that couldn't read.
Yeah.
And I have no idea how they graduated high school. And it blows my mind that it happened. And what's even crazy was last week we brought up how Massachusetts just came up on the top of the list for most educated states.
Yeah, I know.
And I graduated high school with people that couldn't read.
I think they're going not for, not high school grad, high school. They're going for a college degree because a lot of people go over there to MIT and other colleges. That's what they face there. Not graduation and, you know, whatever your high school level or understanding or, you know, things.
I know what you're saying. Actually, that was the first thing I thought was, think of all the amazing schools in Boston.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
you may have shitty high schools, but you got amazing colleges over there, you know?
But the people that live in Massachusetts typically grew up in Massachusetts, and the guys that go to MIT and Harvard didn't necessarily grow up in Massachusetts.
They could be from India, China, you know, Indonesia, mentioned
California. Taiwan.
Yeah, California.
California. You know.
But yeah.
Sorry, I love when you say California with that accent, dude. You sound like Arnold.
California. I think they need to be more stringent with the credits you need to require to graduate high school, you know, like I what I'm gonna do with my son is trying to what I'm gonna find out what the basic requirement for his graduation, and trying to get him graduated by the age of 17. You know, like if you have to take a summer class, go ahead, fucking take a summer class. You know, so don't waste your time in school learning so stupid stuff. Get what you need. No.
Go to school, learn as much as you can. Just understand that education is only so much.
Yeah, no, that's not what I'm saying. Like, what I'm saying, like, don't waste your time in high school. Go learn something else somewhere else, you know. Like, take a college classes and stuff like that on your own terms, you know.
Well, and I got college credit for, like, 3 math classes I took in high school.
Well, you take Algebra 3.
Calc. And,
calculus.
I did pre-calc my sophomore year. Mm-hmm. I did calculus junior year, calc 2 my senior year, and I took an advanced trigonometry class my senior year too.
Yeah.
And I got college credit for all 3 of them in high school. Now, yeah. I actually know way too much math, and it's, for the most part, worthless.
You know,
even if I can calculate something, it is very little I can do with it, and all it does is piss people off when I tell them the calculation. You know,
trigonometry is the study of triangles. Like,
yeah, trigonometry is fucking amazing.
I know, it's like tic-tac-toe. What is it? Tic-tac something. And it's like, oh man, like it was fun learning about triangles. I never thought it would be funny learning about triangles.
Triangles are the strongest shape there is.
Yeah,
that's why in like bridges you see triangles repeating over and over again to support the bridge. It's the strongest shape there is. And there's so much math that goes into a triangle, but it's a finite math that you can know. Like it's always going to be this way, so you can design something, you can build something.
You even Wi-Fi is triangle. You have to learn the triangulation in order to get better Wi-Fi signal
and
stuff.
Like yeah. That. And I never even thought about it, but like I did all that math in school and high school. Mm-hmm. And then when I joined the Navy, I became a welder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't realize that welding and being good at math would really, really be useful. Hey, but I could build things because like I know how the shape it needs to be and the angles, and I can make 2 measurements and I don't even have to measure the other one. I just have to cut. I already know where to cut because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool when you can combine 2 things and have everything line up like you were born to do it, you know?
Well, even when I was in the Navy, I used to be in the paint shop, and they give you the formula, mixture part A, part B, and they give you for like, okay, if you're going to mix 1 gallon, but we're like, okay, we don't need to mix 1 gallon for this section. We need a third. A third, you know? So we have to like break it down, like break the formula down, like we're in the whiteboard. Because we don't want to waste our time, you know, like waste a whole gallon, you know, paint. So we were doing that. Like, who do you think could give us an answer? Somebody's like, oh, my wife is good at math. So we call her wife. Somebody's wife, like, hey, this is the formula. Yeah, that's correct. And stuff like, okay, no, you have like, and she gave us the answer. Like, cool, let's do this shit.
But it was, and then just she said, you know, all you have to do is like type that into your phone and then put /3.
Whoa, this is before cell phone, though.
Yeah, all right.
This is before cell phone.
yeah, that's right. We're that old.
No shit.
I'm older than Google.
Oh, you heard right there.
I'm older than the internet. I saw
that online today.
I'm older than the internet, and Brian's older than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit, probably Brian's older than the typewriter.
No, I used it. I learned how to typewriter in high school.
I did too. That's how I learned how to type. What the hell am I looking at?
Oh, we haven't even talked about the news anyways. We've been bullshitting for last one.
I know. I was going to look at the... I was going to skip the Bourne thing because no one knows what Bourne is.
I thought it was Jason Bourne.
No, but that's how it's spelled. It's a city. I think technically it's Cape Cod, but it's this side of the bridge. Maybe it's on the other side of the bridge. One of the bridges to get to Cape Cod is called the Bourne Bridge.
Mm.
And the other one is the Sagamore Bridge. Have either one of you ever been to the Cape?
Nope.
I have.
Yeah. It's really cool because it's not, realistically, it's not a cape. It's an island. They cut a canal. And they cut the cape off of the mainland.
Cool.
Yeah. And crazy thing is, it seems nuts that they did it, but cutting that canal cut like a week and a half's sailing around Cape Cod to get back to Boston.
Oh, wow.
Where all the, yeah, if you were coming up the coast, especially on a wind powered ship. But the currents are all sorts of weird, crazy in the bay because it's such a big cape, peninsula, I think is the correct term, right?
Two side water. Yeah. For two body of water between that land.
Yeah, it's got water on three sides. And I think a cape is a specific thing that means it curls, but I'm not sure. Because you got like the cape of, no, it's a horn of Good Hope. Never mind.
Isn't the horn, no, it's just shaped like a horn. That's all.
Yeah. Anyway, this thing looks like a finger curled up. You're like, come here. I'm sure you know what I mean. You guys have seen. A handful of people might be listening that don't know this, but they probably already gave up because we were just scratching our balls for 20 minutes. But Massachusetts is looking to a whole bunch of weird, crazy stuff on this next ballot coming up in the 2020 election. And it's Massachusetts laws that they're looking to change, and they want a popular vote, which I always like ballot numbers. Versus my representative deciding for me.
Oh, they want the big one I see on here is it's a
happy hour.
Yeah, that was always my gripe of Massachusetts. They weren't allowed to do happy hour specials of any kind.
I brought this up before. How it's illegal in Massachusetts to discount alcohol
or food.
You can do it for food.
Okay.
A lot of places do. They call them appy hour, and you get like 2 or 3 hours where you get a half price appetizer if you buy a beer. They do what they can, but Massachusetts back in the day said it encouraged binge drinking because you had like 3 hours or 2.5 hours that you got discounted beer, so you would drink a whole bunch of them in a hurry. And I understand the argument. But Liberty says that that's my bad decision to make.
Yeah. And how about legalizing fireworks? There's a good one.
I don't see that. That's actually, we could talk about that for hours, honestly. Because let's be real, I'm allowed to have a gun by my right, but fireworks are not the same at all. They're explosives.
Here's one that's guaranteed not to pass. The Save the Whales and Sea Turtles one.
Yeah, what they want to ban something, don't they?
They want to ban commercial fishing gear that tangle up the whales and the sea turtles.
The nets that Massachusetts uses to catch cod.
Yeah.
At Cape Cod.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you eat seafood.
I do.
Have you ever had cod?
Yep.
It's not a bad fish.
No.
It's plentiful here, and we catch them in nets. And you know what, though? We don't get dolphins up here caught in nets because we don't have many dolphins. We have some dolphins, but whales are getting caught up in the net sometimes. The problem is the nets are tearing off of the boats, so the whale's leaving with a net wrapped around it. Instead of banning using a net, why don't we require, let's regulate it. Like, I think regulation is usually the middle ground. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The negotiation. Let's regulate. Maybe. Saying, all right, you can use your net, but we have to have this much whatever.
It'll make a breaking point. Like, hey, if you pull more than
tensile strength is the term.
Tension string, like it will break off. So.
Yeah, you know. Exactly. It's like this. I'm just gonna pull a number on my butt, but the humpback whale is very popular up here. When we say the humpback whale can pull with 1,500 psi, I have no idea if that's even close. I'm just pulling that number out of my ass. Let's and say that like your nets must be able to handle
And the catfish 2000. Only like 10 PSI, like, you know, like, okay, cool, you know, make at least something.
Yeah, let's find out what these whales are
capable of pulling.
Yeah, and at least they won't be able to, maybe they might get hit in the face with the net and it's heavy and it hurts, but it won't wrap them up and drown them because they can't get back up to the surface.
To breathe, yeah.
Well, that's what's happening.
Mm.
And it's not all the time, but it's been enough times that we have to do something. You know what I mean? So, yeah, instead of saying you can't fish anymore, which is a huge industry in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, any coastal state, a huge industry is fishing.
Yeah.
Like Virginia, right? Like crabs. Yeah, you can't just say you can't do it anymore. We have to find some kind of middle ground. We have to stop freaking looking at this shit as left and right or red and blue or, you know, what circus you're at. Because it's all fucking circus. And let's decide what's actually going to help people and what's going to solve our problems.
Yeah.
Moving
on to the Virginia local topics now.
Hold on, I wanted to bring up this amendment. They want to amend the Constitution in Massachusetts.
Okay.
Oh my God. The Virginia Constitution?
It's the very bottom. No, the Massachusetts Constitution. They want to mail in voting.
No. That's not going to go well.
Yeah. I'm telling everyone I know. That's not true. Not everyone I know, because a dude I work with is a socialist.
He's all about it.
Yeah. I'm not picking on him. He's very young. And he doesn't know what's going on. He thinks socialism is welfare, and it's not. I'm all about welfare. They want to repeal the thing that says mail-in vote is only for reasons of physical disability or religious conflict.
Religious conflict?
Yeah, like, for example, if let's say it happened on Saturday, the Jewish man cannot go vote on Saturday because he can't do anything. He must rest, right?
Yeah, it's a day of rest.
And, hey, that's actually in our Constitution is religion, right?
Freedom of religion, but
no, so that's protected by the Constitution as well. So that's in that circumstance, we're going to give him a mail-in vote. And
well, that's why we got early voting.
And typically, voting's not on Saturday anyway, it's on Tuesday, but
yeah, I know, but like, what I've seen too, like, all the voting dates usually in November. Yes, no.
Well, it depends on what you're voting on.
Yeah, like election, mostly in November.
Presidential elections, yeah, November 11th, I think, right?
Yeah, or the first Tuesday.
The first Tuesday in November.
Yeah.
Oh, well, could never be November 11th then.
Yeah. The first, November, like, that's during school time. Why don't we do this on the summertime, you know? I don't know. I was thinking off the cuff.
Because people are on vacation in the summertime.
Oh, God.
No. Because we've been doing this for 200 years. And in the summer, people are working in their freaking fields
Virginia just changed their voting laws where, you know, it used to be that the local elections for school board and mayor and city councils all in some cities, it happened in May. So it was totally separate from the national elections. Well, our brilliant people in charge of government now decided, let's save a ton of money and roll it into the November elections, whether it's national or state, and do them all together.
Which I kind of agree with that, like, knock it off all at once.
Yeah, well, some people think that now there's going to be less focus on the local elections because the national elections are going to supersede the local elections.
I see. Yeah, I can see that too.
I think the problem is no one goes to local elections.
They'll go for the national election because
I know. Face. Don't say no one.
I haven't been to a town hall meeting yet.
Well, it's really? Probably on Zoom.
No, it's not. You have to be there in person. They live broadcast it, but you can't not participate from home. But they do them at stupid times and hours. Like Tuesday at 3 p.m. and then Saturday at 10 p.m. You're like, what the hell? You're like, you're making it a point that no one can be here, you know? It's like Tuesday at 3 p.m. It's like, are you kidding me? It's like, obviously, people are at work.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm getting ready to take a day off of work, though, and go to one of these. And my problem is going to be keeping our mouth shut. But luckily, the people voted. I talked to you about this, but the mask mandate thing.
Yeah.
Right? Luckily, the people in Pembroke was like, no. And that was a town hall meeting vote. And I still think it's awesome that that happens here. Anyone doesn't know what I mean by that. It means people literally say yay or nay to vote. And if it's not obvious which one won, people hold their hands up. It's not an anonymous vote.
Right.
Which I don't know if I like that or not. But it was, they didn't even have to count hands for the vote. Like, people did not want to wear a mask.
I think I'll be okay with that.
All right, let's move on. Let's move out of Massachusetts.
All right, on to Virginia, in the race territory.
Yeah.
The city of Norfolk's come up, they came up with this brilliant plan during the beginning of COVID to turn in an old Greyhound station into a homeless shelter. There's 55 tents set up there for homeless people to stay in. And now they think they're doing a great thing by moving them into a nearby motel that they plan on buying for $1 million in the next year, making it a permanent homeless shelter. They're turning the rooms into so two people can be in each room.
That's not smart. Waste of, I need to get out of the city. Why? Like, why should I pay somebody else for the beat? And it's like, I've seen the little tents and stuff. And I can't believe my money is going towards that. Like, no, I'm sorry. Like, I drive around the country and there's people out there working, picking up trash. Literally, that's their job. You can see that's their job, picking up trash. How come these people are not doing that, you know? Picking up trash in the highway, at least get some.
They don't even pick up trash in their homeless shelter tents.
No.
They named the damn place. They named it the Center to make it sound really sophisticated and cool.
Yeah.
The homeless place?
Yeah, they call it the Center.
And you saw
that's supposed to make it sound cool?
And I sent you a picture. I sent you a picture where all the crimes being happening. I don't know if it's related to it, but I'm just saying, you know.
It's in the vicinity of the Center.
Well, let's be real, though. They're doing something to help. They're at least making an effort, you know?
I don't think they should be spending millions of dollars buying a motel to convert into a permanent homeless shelter.
You should, like...
Why not, though? Like, let's be real. Like, what do you what are your Virginia state taxes being used for? Bribing someone else? You know what I mean? It's like, you may as well you do something to help the people. And I don't know.
But not keep feeding
it. Seems like a good use of the tax dollars.
No, I think it's a waste. If they don't want to work, they should not be like, I see everybody's fall, you know, under luck. They cannot work and they're going to do something. Like, yeah, let's help them out to get back on their feet, you know, but permanently keeping them more than 3 or 5 years. Nah, it should be like six years, 6 months help, and after that you cut off. That's it.
Or not even necessarily a hard cutoff. Let's have an executive in each individual place, like this one shelter, for example, an executive who gets to make decisions. And it's like, all right, this guy, we'll say 6 months is the cutoff, but the guy knows what's going on. Like, this dude's making a genuine effort. Just shit fell through for him 3 times in a row. Mm-hmm. We're not going to kick him on the street to live under a bridge. You know what I mean? We'll help him out for another 3 months because, like, you know, like, shit did happen.
Yeah.
If it's a hard number, like, that's why you need the human factor. And this is, as much as I hate saying it, this is actually why we need government.
No, but I was telling Brian,
I hate government.
I drive in the highway and I see people picking up trash, and that's literally their job. They pick up trash, you know, and you can see clean the highway. How come the homeless cannot do that? Like, hey, you go pick up trash and we give you somewhere, to stay, you know, feed you.
Well, let's be 100% honest. A lot of the homeless didn't want to pick up the trash because they would have taken the job picking up the trash if they wanted to. And a lot of the long-term homeless are also hardcore drug addicts.
Most people, we enable them to keep doing it. They're gonna keep doing it. It's not like they go search their little camp. Like, hey, you guys got drugs? You know, I should not be using it here. And a lot of crimes are gonna happen in there too. So,
yeah, but you're about to force a drug into my body, but you're not gonna stop these people from putting this other one in. Or
is that even on our list?
No. There's something in here about COVID.
Okay, just something.
Yeah. So I remember, I remember clicking on it because I was moving shit around. I was like, I'm trying to do a different theme this time or a different flow.
Yeah.
And anyway, I was like, this is gonna go with, oh, wait, the hell's COVID?
Ray, let's talk about Ray's topic of gun ownership.
What's the last state in the country? The least amount of guns.
Massachusetts. Per house. You're tied with New Jersey.
Yep. I saw that. I was like, I'm not surprised. I was like, I thought it might have been New Jersey, then Mass, but we tied them. I was like, oh, are you kidding me? Only like 14.7% of Massachusetts households have a gun.
Yeah, but you have to think about the capital to the capita, like how many people.
No, but that's why it's a percentage. Per capita is a percentage.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, what is the pop? Like, people don't realize about a lot more people voted for Trump in California than actually happened in Texas. Because of my population, California.
I thought Texas had a bigger population. But all right.
California still got higher population.
Oh, yeah. I know California's packed. But yeah, Montana, it's a ginormous state. But there's like 80 people that live there. Yeah. You know
what I mean? And like
it's
60
a little bit more than that. But yeah, we understand what you're trying to say.
Like 60 people more, 60 of them all guns.
Yeah, Wyoming's the same way, you know?
Yeah, Wyoming. So it was just funny. I thought it was funny, like, okay, cool, you know.
I actually brought up to the wife today, I was like, what do you think about, like, the possibility of moving away from the ocean? And she's like, she looked at me, and she didn't want to say, I don't want to do it.
But she was thinking it.
Yeah, and I said, like, I don't want to move away from the ocean, but I don't know why. Mm-hmm. Like, I grew up next to the ocean, you know? Mm-hmm. She grew up very close to it. And now, I mean, seriously, we're a 15-minute drive from the ocean. And I don't know. I just don't know if I could move to, like, Wyoming or Arkansas, you know?
Right. A landlocked state.
Yeah, I would feel so trapped. And what's even weirder is I'm less trapped because I don't have a boat.
We do.
Yeah, like... Even Texas, like, my wife's, let's move to Texas. Like, no, I will feel landlocked. Even Texas got a little Gulf Coast, but no, I don't see it. I need the ocean next to me.
Well, especially once you've been a sailor.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure you. All right, this is gonna sound weird and nostalgic.
If I had to move an estate, probably would be South Carolina. A lot of sea over there too. So
I could do North Carolina because it stays apparently like 77 degrees all year long and like 30% humidity. I could do that. That sounds pretty nice. It's not super hot. You're not sweating all the time, but you know. And it doesn't snow. Doesn't freeze. All right. Where are we going? Are we still talking about gun ownership? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Texas was what? Not even close to number one. It was in the middle somewhere.
Yeah.
And I thought it might be Alaska because there was a percentage of the households.
Right.
I was like, I assumed everyone in Alaska owned a gun. Like, for real, because...
Well, not the ones in the city.
Yeah,
Juneau more people in the city. Might not necessarily everyone have a gun, exactly.
It's a big city now, so...
I would love to live in Alaska, but I know as a fact Tina would never move there.
Somebody from Florida moving to Alaska. Yeah, I can see that.
No, she actually she likes the cold. I think, depending on... just the fact that so far north, it might be sunny for like 3 months to 6 months in a row.
Oh, it'd be so depressing.
Well, no,
not she, when the sun's up. It's her, when her the wintertime. When the wintertime, it's the part, you know. Yeah,
that's when you get depressed, yes. But her skin would peel off in the sun for three to 6 months. I'm not even kidding you. We were out in the sun for like 3.5 hours today, and she got burnt like a tomato. She looks like a tomato. I think I put this in here.
Yeah, you did.
I did. Yeah, did you? Yeah, and you even immediately responded like that's fucked up.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
this woman. Turned over a relative of hers, not even her own daughter, but a relative of hers, who's a 17-year-old, to a police chief, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. For sex. Twice. The first time was for $100. The second time was she only got $50 for it.
She wasn't worth $100?
Is it like half?
This woman pimped
buy
out.
One, get one half
repeat
off.
Repeat a customer, you get half the price.
Yeah.
This fucked up, but sorry.
Yeah, he bought the mug, you know what I mean? Like, he gets cheap beer every time now.
Yeah, that's just insane. I mean, something should happen to the police chief, something should happen to the woman.
Oh, he's already in, yeah, no, he's already in a bunch of trouble. Like,
yeah, I granted it is West Virginia, but still, you know.
You know, it's funny. I actually brought up West Virginia for moving today because the land is so cheap.
You better go before the liberal buys it.
Well, it's undeveloped. There's so much undeveloped land in West Virginia. You can get, like, I looked at one piece of property. It was like 10 acres completely undeveloped. 2 acres have been cleared. There's a house built on it with plumbing and electricity for $68,000. Now I was like, oh, what I could do with that?
Same thing with Maine. It's like $1,000 per acre. You know?
I actually brought Maine too, but a lot of crap's wicked expensive in Maine because it's a pain in the ass to get anything to Maine.
Yeah, it's true too. That, you know. But.
This is only 85 people that live in Maine. So no one delivers shit up there. Like, you order shit even through Amazon, it takes a month and a half because like no one lives here, so we'll take our time.
I'm still driving, take like a week off. Like,
yeah, someone's driving up from New Hampshire to do this shit. Back off. You know what I mean?
Might as well be the Amish carrier. Like, I'll deliver that for a month.
Maine gets cold. It gets cold here, but dear God, Maine gets cold.
Talk about the Oregon Trail. Talk about the Maine Trail.
Maine used to be part of Massachusetts.
I know.
Way back. Yeah. Which is weird because there's only a little tiny piece that touch anymore. New Hampshire is most of it.
Mm.
Big Think, How Fashion is Fighting Facial Recognition Technology.
Yeah, it's from what I understand from this, they're not actually expecting people to wear this stuff like all the time, but it's supposed to confuse facial recognition software. There's a lot of the United States, but England is huge into it.
Oh yeah, they are.
And by huge into it, I mean like 10% of the government owned cameras are facial recognition capable. But London is the most surveilled city on the planet. Which is something to think about, because wouldn't you think it'd be DC?
No.
Really?
No.
I would. I would think DC would be the most surveilled city. Exactly. I would think it'd be a camera on every street corner for a billion reasons. Because, you know, the Pentagon, the Congress, the Senate, obviously the White House. Everything is in. What's up? Okay. Oh my God. We got attacked at Pearl Harbor because we lined up all of our fucking carriers in a row, right?
Yeah.
We made it easy pickings.
Uh huh.
We still keep the Senate and the Congress and the President and the Supreme Court in the same city. Brilliant idea. Why don't we send them to different parts of the country? So if something does happen, but DC does get nuked, we still have most of the government operating. Is that a weird idea? Apparently it's a weird idea. My mistake. But anyway, these things, I don't think you're supposed to actually wear them out all the time, but it's supposed to be like a political statement.
Okay.
It you wear them, there's several kinds, but they make it so that these facial recognition things can't actually see your features and pinpoint and make it. And some of them almost look like mayonnaise jars on your head. basically, it's just a bunch of lenses, but this, yeah, so it refracts everything funny. And there's a handful of others, but I don't know, I just thought it was cool. And Japan, this is actually where it's becoming a big deal, is in Japan.
Okay.
And it's mostly a political thing, as I'm allowed to go out and be anonymous in public.
Right.
I thought it was cool. I don't think it's gonna catch on, but it's better than a lot of other political fashion statements we've seen lately.
Oh,
boom. See why I set him up that way?
AOC.
We haven't talked about her in a minute.
Yeah, we're bored with her.
I know. But she's a very powerful woman, unfortunately. But why don't you tell us what happened, Ray? Why is everyone butthurt about AOC? I know. He's like, I'm eating dinner. Back off.
It's not dinner. It's a snack.
Yeah, thank you. I was snacking on a little cracker.
He's calling me a cracker?
No, snacking a cracker.
All right. You're racist asshole.
That's why you like me. No, anyways, AOC went out to the elite party. I forgot the name of the party. Met Gala, yeah. She went dressed up like a KFC, not KFC bag, a Chick-fil-A bag.
Oh, my God. That was good.
See the picture, did you?
Well, you forgot about it?
This is a different thing then, because the picture I saw of her had Tax the Rich on the dress.
Yeah,
Tax the Rich.
Yeah. It looked like a Chick-fil-A bag.
Okay. Brian thought you were literal, but it looked like a Chick-fil-A wrapper with the way it was written on it.
Well, I mean, yeah. The
it should have been silver, not white.
The statement was running up her butt, so
yeah,
it looked like she had a stick in her butt.
A stick in her butt.
She thought she was being really cool by doing this, but I mean, it's stupid. The Metropolitan Museum raises millions of dollars with this stupid event every year
for a private company.
Function.
Yeah, the Metropolitan, and they can do whatever they want there. But the funny thing about this year is
they actually have some brilliant art there, from what I hear. Like, it's one of the biggest art collections on the planet.
Yeah, but all the staff, the people working the event, had to wear masks. But if you paid the money to get in and buy a table, you could wander around without a mask on.
Brian, can you Yes. Can you find a picture and maybe screen share it of AOC in her dress with her masked slave carrying her dress behind her? Shut up, slave. Yeah. Hey, look at that. I managed to bust it out. Huh?
Yep.
If you can't find it, don't worry. But yeah, there's a photograph of one of her employees carrying her dress so it wasn't dragging on the ground behind her while she was wearing a mask, but AOC wasn't, and she was like hugging people and getting cheered at. I was like, what kind of resistance gets cheered for?
Right.
Like, let's be real. It's literally not resistance if it's the common opinion. And tax the rich. What do you consider rich?
Exactly.
Because most of us wouldn't consider ourselves rich, but let's be honest. Worldwide,
we're
top 1%.
Yeah, we are.
And you know that.
Yeah.
And that's why the Christians keep saying count your blessings, right?
Yep.
Understand what you have. You could have less. Appreciate it.
Don't be ungrateful for what you don't have. Be grateful for what you have. It could be worse, you know. And I've been to worse scenario. Like, shoot, you know, like, I wish I had this, but you know what? At least I got, let me be thankful for what I got, you know.
And those tough times made you stronger. They made you learn something, you know, I won't do that again.
I may not make $70,000 a year, but hey, at least I got two cars that want to break down. At least I got another one to back me up for a while. Wow.
There you go.
To get me on my feet, you know. Like today, I was telling Brian, like, I'm kind of hurt because I spent $500 to get my AC repair, you know. I mean, like, worldwide, nobody got AC compared to us, you know. Like, there you go.
There it is. He found it. I was hoping he'd find the picture of the there's a guy that carrying her dress behind her.
I couldn't find that, but
He had a mask on.
Probably got censored already.
It may well have disappeared from the internet by now. You're right.
Yeah. You have to catch it first time.
I might start. Can I do Zoom alone?
What do you mean Zoom alone?
Like, can I do my? Can I make a video through Zoom without having anyone else there?
Yeah.
All right. I might have to use this. I might start doing YouTube videos besides this again now if I can do this. Right. Because this translates exactly what you just did. What I just saw is what shows up when I play the video later.
Uh-huh.
And that's not what happened when I was going through PowerPoint.
Okay.
And I did a lot of cool stuff with PowerPoint, but for the most part, I'm sure you saw a couple of my videos. It was just stream of consciousness, straight video shot, you know? I did some stuff with captions, but I don't know if you watched any of those logical fallacy videos.
No.
Sorry, I'm trying to learn something here. But anyway, I immediately brought up the point that this might be an ethics violation. Now, I didn't use that term.
Yeah.
with AOC. I said, hold on, hold on. She just got this $30,000 to $35,000. I've heard both $30,000 and $35,000 per plate.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which one it is. I've heard both a lot. But either way, it's like a $30,000 ticket.
Right.
And she said, well, it was given to me. I didn't buy it. I was like, oh, so you got a $30,000 gift? Gift tax is up to 60%. That's a huge tax she has to pay, right?
Yeah.
But for real, or else it's tax fraud.
You know, shit. Hey, want to tax the rich? There you go.
That's you.
Yeah.
She's in debt to the U.S. government right now by she's still paying for student loans. I think it was 50K. It's $50,000 is a lot of money.
Not for student loans.
Well, she's also a congresswoman making $174,000 a year.
She needs to learn how to manage her money better.
Well, it takes some time to pay down debt. You know that.
No, but I'm saying, like, okay, she's paying, like, she's living in a luxury apartment, too.
I've seen that place in her videos. That is a nice place.
Does she need to be there? If that was me, I got a $50,000 loan. They need to pay it off with interest. I would find somewhere else to live besides that nice fancy apartment.
Well, let's
pay off my loan. At least, like, make a one-term congressman and pay it off my loan completely. I did what I had to do.
If I manage, if one day I manage to get elected to the United States Congress to represent this part of Massachusetts, I would probably live where I do now.
You still have to live in this.
Yes, I still have to go down to meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I can drive to Braintree, which is 20 minutes north of me, park my car in a garage, hop on the T, Metropolitan Boston Transit Authority, ride the train, the subway, to an Amtrak station.
Okay.
Ride the train down to D.C. in a day, like 13 hours on a train. Walk in to Congress, vote, then go back home. And it would only cost me like $100 to make the trip each way.
So you'd be like Joe Biden.
Well, I'm just saying, like, why do you have to have two places if you could make the trip reasonably and with the money you're making instead of having a ridiculous apartment in D.C. or Northern Virginia? Because it costs me less to ride the train back and forth than it does to pay for your rent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I get it.
If you live in California, it makes sense to have a place in D.C. to be able to stay, or in Northern Virginia. But let's be real: how many politicians live in Northern Virginia?
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's be realistic. Yeah.
Yeah. These Virginia's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Now this, you guys are right in the military area.
Yeah,
but most of Virginia is freaking beautiful, beautiful forest. You know,
weather, forest. I mean, that's why I never left. Like, I love the weather, like, and I love this area, like, But I mean, honestly, if I was her, I would finish paying off my debt, suck it up, live, try to manage something. You know, rent a room for somebody. Like, I don't know, but just. Make it pay off your debt and just be debt free, you know. Unless, like, I don't know how she got reelected, but we'll see. She's gonna get reelected. Well,
but look at the district she's representing.
You just do a Democrat, you get reelected.
Well, she unseated the incumbent.
Yeah, because the incumbent didn't ever campaign. He just took it for granted.
Yeah. Probably the same thing is going to happen to her, too. Somebody else is going to come. Yeah,
what has she said? What has she said? She's said the dumbest things I've heard in a long time. And she's making the dumbest public statements that I've seen in a long time.
And so how she can still get reelected? So
Keith here, she's been reelected once.
Once, okay. I'm just,
she's cute, but tooth, man.
I think you need to have like a, it's annoying people dumb.
Basically, it's a rules for thee, but not for me. As we've been saying for how long now on this show?
Yeah, forever. And speaking of which, let's talk about the Facebook VIP program.
Hey, do you like this layout better? Because it seems to roll, doesn't it? I thought I did a good one, Lee. I thought I did a good layout this time. I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, apparently Facebook is giving certain people like privileges to break the rules. And we've all thought it, and we've all been saying it, but it got leaked out.
When did this happen?
It's been happening for years, but
No. The leak. When this happened?
Oh Jesus! Monday.
I guess I didn't get a memo.
It was on the Google Docs. You could have saw it.
I'm lazy. Honestly, I'm lazy. I forget to go to Google Docs. I just look at the Messenger. Like, okay, this is what we're gonna talk about.
Yeah, but sometimes we get so much stuff on Messenger, stuff gets lost.
Oh no, yeah. I put a lot of stuff in the Google Doc that I don't necessarily send you guys because I'm on the computer. So I was like, I don't even bother sending it to you guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. Just to
leave. And you guys both have access to do that. You know that, right?
Yeah. I know. I'm just lazy, dude. Like, I gotta be in bed by 7 or 8 o'clock at night, dude.
So you leave it to me. I'm just teasing. Typically, I don't do Gizmodo, and I don't know why, because they're actually like NewsGuard approved. But yeah, Facebook has a VIP program that basically allows celebrities to avoid moderation. That's I just read you the headline.
Yeah, right.
And now they're asking me to subscribe. He does look like a robot.
Does that apply to Nicki Minaj?
That was Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Different she said she's never using Twitter ever again.
Oh.
Well, let's go talk about that, actually. That's on a list somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah, somewhere in there. It's been talking about the entire week. It's been hilarious. Like, honestly,
there you go. She was involved in the vaccination thing.
I know. Honestly, I don't care what celebrity talk about, whatever they talk about, whether it's right or left. And I didn't care for a while about what Nicki Minaj had to say. Like, I was blowing her off, whatever she had to say. Until, like, recently, somehow I came across to my radar, like, okay, cool. You know, like, yeah, I may not agree with what she had to, her political side, but let her speak, you know. Don't fucking just, you know, censor her. People were going to choose whether she want to talk or not. I mean, we want to listen or not, you know.
She's got 100 million followers on Instagram alone.
Mm.
Is it 100 million or a total?
2 million followers in Twitter.
A couple more than we got.
Joy Behar said she had 2 million. Maybe it's 20 million. 20 anyway, million, yeah. Giant following. And they've been lying. They've been flat out lying about what this woman said. She was asked why she hasn't been on tour, and she said, "I had a kid. I'm not traveling."
Mm-hmm.
And then someone says, "Oh, the Met Gala," and she said, "Well, I'd have to get a shot to go there. I'm not getting a shot to go to the Met Gala."
Right.
Not anything else, just like that's not what's gonna get me to get a shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've been thinking about this for a while. I've been talking to my doctors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, she became a a far right extremist. Because she said, I talked to my doctors and I'm weighing their pros and cons.
Yeah, and she talked about, she made a statement about her friend's cousin, some shit like that.
Yeah, with his giant balls and his dick wouldn't work. You
know, yeah.
It's just like, okay, like, yeah, you hear something. Yep. But you're just, they're not going to jump right in, you know, in the pool. Like, okay, let me just wait up, you know, see what happens, you know, like, and they're just going to crucify her for this fucking statement. Like, really? She's not ready to make a jump.
Well, she made a point. She posted something about Tucker Carlson said.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone got butt hurt.
Because she... That,
because he's such a white supremacist. And she's like, so I'm not allowed to listen to someone who I don't necessarily agree with. And I say, hey, made a good point. She's like, if a Democrat tells me I'm supposed to stick marbles up my ass, I'm just supposed to do it. But if a Republican says, hey, there's a bus coming, I'm supposed to stand there and get hit.
Yeah.
And I like that point she made. She's like, this dude's making obvious sense. And you're saying he's the devil. For making obvious points.
Yeah.
Like, he's quoting national statistics, and you're trying to scare me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're trying to cancel Nicki Minaj, and I I don't think it's going to work.
It's going to backfire, honestly, on them.
They took a giant dump on Joe Rogan, though, and look what happened. Nothing.
That's true.
Joe Rogan has got a giant, giant following.
But probably, okay, it's probably the wrong follower, too.
Well, he made a point. He even said, like, should I sue CNN? But he's not going to do shit. Nothing's ever going to happen.
Yeah, but, I mean, let her be, you know, like, I mean, it's just fucked up that she cannot, like, speak her mind. I mean, like, hey, I may not agree with her politically, but let her speak, you know. I don't have to listen to her. Everybody else can listen to her if they want to.
Thank you. That's actually kind of the point of our show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to listen to us.
Yeah, you don't have to listen to us, but we're here if you want to.
Let us bullshit around because we don't live close by.
Yeah. All you do is just shut it off and we're gone.
Yeah.
Yep. Turn the channel.
Yeah. You don't have to listen to this bullshit if you don't want to. But the problem is people hate watch.
Yeah.
You know? I don't hate watch. I try not to anyway. I did for a while, and I realized you just made me a very sad, angry person.
Right.
If you don't want to listen to us, at least stop by our merchandise store and see if you like anything.
Yeah. I'm trying to come up with a t-shirt. By the way, I talked to a couple of people.
They're going to buy shirts?
Like I said, I print shirts. No, I talked to a couple of people about the show. This one dude was actually wicked excited because he and I kind of agreed generally. And I was like, oh yeah, me and a couple of buddies, we get fucking drunk on Saturday nights and talk about like the week and news. It's like typically we get political about it because, you know, opinions show up, you know. It's like, but we don't always agree. I was like, and usually if anyone disagrees, it's usually me. He goes, this sounds like fun. I forgot where I was going with this. Anyway. All right. Hey, something to do with Nicki Minaj. Oh, well.
Kamala Harris has been questioned about protecting the vaccinated people.
From what?
The vaccine. From the COVID-19.
Is that what the vaccine's for?
Exactly. It's very confusing. The whole messaging that the White House is doing right now about COVID-19 is utterly ridiculous. They're not following the science anymore. They're suing states that don't want to follow their vaccine mandates and their vaccine
more
rules.
States that not have said you're not allowed to force this to happen.
Yeah.
More than half the country states.
And they're trying to skirt the rules, but states' rights rules, by getting OSHA involved and saying OSHA is going to release the rule saying that any company with over 100 employees has to mandate the vaccine kind of thing.
Mandates?
Yep.
I don't give a shit about mandates because I don't date men.
There you go.
that's a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think what gives OSHA the authority that they have?
Congress.
Okay. Can Congress take this authority back?
They could if the Democrats were in charge.
I've brought this up several times, I believe, that I think we need to get rid of all these letter ascending, letter whatever's, like FDA and all of it. Because that was Congress abdicating their authority and they won't do the damn job. And I understand that it's the idea, but we have experts doing it. Everyone in the United States Congress right now is either a fucking lawyer or a doctor, except for AOC. She's a fucking bartender.
Well, I don't think Nancy Pelosi was ever a lawyer or a doctor either.
Oh, and somehow she's worth $90 million after becoming a congresswoman.
Well, it's because her husband's been privy to insider trading thanks to her.
Obviously.
You're muted.
Yeah, Ray, you gotta hit the button. And he's like, oh, where's the button?
Still muted.
Yeah. Did you do it? Did I?
No.
I can ask to unmute.
There he goes.
Oh.
He's unmuted.
All right, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really like what you had to say there for a second.
Just maxing water too.
Oh yeah.
She's a dangerous woman.
Yeah. She has the bank like, hey, why you guys keep supplying students with dangerous loans? Like, we don't do that no more. You took us away from us. You gotta supply the money to students now.
I'm gonna jump ahead a little bit because we're already an hour on almost a half into this and we haven't hit the meat and potatoes yet.
Really? What do you think is the meat and potatoes?
I think it's General Miley. Or Millie, or whatever his name is.
The White Rage?
Yeah, yes, that was him, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's White him. Rage.
I want to understand White Rage.
You're like, dude, get the fuck out of here, dude. Like, I feel offended when you guys call us woke. Like, no. You guys are not woke. You are woke.
I saved a picture like 3 weeks ago of Miley. And his like his general shit with, you know, all the stars and his medals and everything, but he was wearing like lipstick and had eyeliner.
Woke Rage, White Rage.
That might be my thumbnail this week.
We don't know if he could commit treason or not. Like, we have to see what he says. And,
I don't think it's treason because we're not at war.
Yeah, we know
nothing's gonna happen if he.
Oh, well, of course.
If he would have, if this would have been the opposite Trump, way, where he was doing Trump something undermining Biden. If he was trying to undermine Biden as the president, yeah, everybody'd be freaking out about it in the press.
Trump put the guy in his position.
I know he did. Trump put a lot of people in positions.
Well, apparently he didn't do such a good job. Let's be fair. The blade cuts both ways, right?
Yeah.
If the guy Trump put in place was calling Chinese military officers saying, don't worry, if we're going to attack, we're going to call
you. Give you heads up.
As they're sinking Vietnamese fishing boats and coming within a couple miles of Alaska, of our sovereign, what do they call it?
Territory.
Yeah, not a 3 mile, but they came.
They were like 26 miles off the coast.
Yeah, within the 50 miles, that's typically observed.
Yeah.
Unless you're trying to make a point. Because 3 miles, if you come within 3 miles, you're allowed to be, you can be fired upon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, right?
Yeah, the Coast Guard Coast Guard intercepted several Chinese vessels recently off of Alaska.
Yeah, that's what it was. Commercial waterways. It's like, yeah, obviously Alaska owns this waterway. It's like there, you know? And yeah, the Coast Guard. You know what? We pick on the Coast Guard, but they actually have a very vital job.
Yes, they do.
And they do actually most... Actually, we brought this up. They do most of the pirate apprehension.
Yep.
Drug apprehension.
Apprehension, too.
Yeah. When was the last time? Okay, you guys were both in the Navy, and so was I. Did either one of you deal with piracy or drug smuggling?
I did.
Off the coast of Somalia.
Really? Off the coast of Panama.
Yeah, we captured pirates. We brought them on board, and guess who got to take pictures of them naked?
You did?
Yep.
Okay, first of all, fuck you. No, you were a journalist in the Navy. I was climbing inside of nuclear reactors and making welds.
Uh-huh.
And you took photographs, and you got paid more than I did.
Because I advanced more than
choose
you
your rate, choose your fate, right?
If you would have stayed in 20 years, you would have been a master chief. You would be getting paid more than me.
No, I wouldn't. I was having seizures, dude. No, actually, I had to leave because I couldn't not do the work. It became too much paperwork. I liked the excitement of being an emergency repairman.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you know exactly what I mean by that. Like, by emergency, it means like the ship is sinking. Stop it from sinking.
Right.
You know? That's what I did. And I loved it. It was such a rush. But it beat the shit out of my body.
Yeah. I was cruising the coast of Panama. I mean, yeah, Panama, all the way up to the coast of Hawaii. And we caught like 10 tons worth of cocaine.
Uncut.
So we could carry most of it. So we only carry 5 tons.
I fell down. I can't stop rolling around and sniffing really hard.
So did you take the ultimate sacrifice to help them get rid of pounds of cocaine?
they have to inspect our hands. Like, hey, if we get our finger cuts, you're not allowed to touch it because it's up pure and cut. So you would die most likely.
Oh, it was actual coca.
Yeah. And so there's
a little bit getting in your blood wouldn't kill you. But
we catch a bunch of guys that want
to. You know how the Navy is. They're going to it's like going to a port briefing, you know? It's
yeah, no, when they give you a port briefing, here's the, what they call it where you weren't allowed to go?
Off
limits, yeah.
Off limits. It's like that. So you're telling me the coolest place to go.
Yeah, exactly.
So we capture a bunch of guys and stuff, and like one of them was missing a leg. They had to amputate one of the guys' leg and stuff like that. Like, oh shit. So we arrest them, we detain them. When they're arrested, we detain them, ship it back to Panama so they can get prosecution because most of the people they don't want to do that. You know, they get pushed into doing that, you know, but the cartel pushing like, hey, if you don't do this, we're gonna kill your family and stuff like that. So they have to do that stupid stuff like that. But yeah, 5 tons of cocaine right now. We had to sink in the middle of the ocean, so we shoot at the ship, and you could see the ship on fire and just sunk down. 5 tons worth of cocaine in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, get so much money.
Yeah, no shit. The black market.
All right, let's. I got the next.
What am
topic.
I listening this, to?
His wife.
Oh yeah, hold on.
So since we're talking, we're on drug topics now. Let's talk about the uncontrollable vomiting.
Oh, okay. I thought we were gonna finish up Miley, but yeah,
Miley's done.
Yeah, I don't think like you said, nothing's gonna happen.
Nothing's gonna happen.
This is new to me, but apparently, I can't even find it.
It's at the bottom.
There you go. I see it. I saw you highlight it. Apparently, people are getting like really, really sick from like not overdoses, because overdose means lethal, but too much THC, and they're getting like these crazy stomach cramps, and they're puking everywhere. And I was like, okay, I don't believe this, because I've done every concentration of marijuana that you can find possible. It was the first thing I thought.
So this is like they're having panic attacks.
I can see that. But you know what's even weirder is because actually I think they brought up in that article was this, what's weird is that we use it to treat panic attacks. Right?
It's what causes panic attacks sometimes. Thank goodness for Dr. Sanjay Gupta to explain your brain on marijuana.
Oh, it's Sanjay Gupta? Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that. But yeah, apparently it's happening in a small percentage of people. It's just like, it's too much and it does the exact opposite of what we use it for medicine.
Yeah.
Which is even weirder. Not even like some weird other side effect, but like the opposite of what we use it medicinally for.
Uh-huh.
And actually as a medicine, like for nausea, for
like cancer,
lack of appetite.
Yeah, for chemotherapy treatments and stuff.
Yeah, because your radiation makes you not be able to eat. And this not only makes you hungry, but makes you able to keep it down. Because that's why chemo patients lose all that weight, because they can't eat. They puke it back up. And marijuana's been helping with that. And apparently it's been helping with epilepsy. And actually, that's the only documented research on marijuana. Is epilepsy, but whatever.
So what do you think about the drone strike? The truth has finally come out on that.
That's the crazy bomb that we heard about that only killed did Ray pass out?
No.
Are you sure? It looks like Ray's unconscious.
He's trying to be me.
No, my wife is still talking, so I just listen to her.
But I mean,
that was only supposed to be the samurai bomb. There was just like these blades that came out and like, only killed the one guy and like two other people that were supposed to die too.
No, this was the drone strike that just happened that right after the 13 military members were killed in Afghanistan.
Yeah, it supposedly it only killed like three people, and they were like supreme leaders.
It killed an aid worker and seven kids.
And now the Pentagon is saying, yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, they finally came out and admitted it. They had noticed, they came out and said it on Friday, hoping that by Monday everybody will have forgotten about it.
Is there a way to recall a president short of a crime?
No,
I know you mean, I know what you're thinking, but is there a vote of no confidence?
Yes, the 25th Amendment.
Oh, that's okay. There you go. That doesn't necessarily mean you're fucking crazy, but like we don't think you can do this job.
Right.
Problem is, it's going to put Kamala in charge.
Exactly. So that's why nobody's bringing up the 25th Amendment. We got a president that doesn't even know the Australian Prime Minister's name.
Do you?
No, but I don't need to. I'm not the President of the United States. I don't have 50 handlers around me at all times letting me know what I need to know.
This guy here, the fellow from Down Under.
Yeah, the fella. That's so demeaning when he talks like that, the fella down under, you know.
I don't know. I don't know what's offensive and what's not anymore, dude. Everyone's butthurt about something, you know.
Well, the colleges aren't listening to Fauci. The college fans aren't listening to Fauci, and they're actually saying F words to Joe Biden at college football games.
Yeah. See if I can find something about that.
So, hey, you guys talk about fitness stuff. So the other day I got downloaded Boomerang. And I was like, hey, let me watch the Flintstones. So see if my kids like the Flintstones. The first episode, the first season, Barney Rebel called Fred Flintstone fat. Okay? He called him fat. Like, you fat, Fred.
They put a warning label on it?
No, no. Like, literally, he called him fat. Like, F-I-T. And I was like, I can't believe he just called Fred Flintstone fat. Like, inside me, like, oh my God, like, I can't believe I get offended by this for him, you know? like, oh my God, like, it's just crazy how, like, it's like going home, like, hey, you overweight, Fred, or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
It's going fat, and like, it's just like, wow, it just shocked me that I'm shocked, you know, that I feel offended by it.
You've been desensitized.
Yeah, no shit, dude. Like, fuck. And, like, even in Spanish, you call somebody gordo, you know, like, hey, you're fat, you know, like, okay, cool, you know, nobody feels butthurt about it, you know.
I wish the Taco Bell would bring the gorditas back.
No shit, dude. No, I mean, it's my grilled stuffed burrito.
Probably gordo means fat guy, but gorditos means fat motherfucker.
Yeah, fat one. That's what it means, a fat one.
I got all excited about the flatbread fried chicken thing. Uh-huh. It's bite size. It's not even a normal size fried chicken. It's not like a fried chicken sandwich.
Oh, I miss my grill stuffed burrito. Like, that's what I used to go to Taco Bell for, grill stuffed burrito. They don't have it that shit no more. Like, what the fuck? I don't even go there no more because of it.
Did you guys see that you don't even have to have a vaccine to cross the border anymore?
From the south, maybe not from the north. I think coming from Canada, you got to have the vaccine going back and forth. But
you didn't hear that, did you?
Yes, we did.
Did you? The fuck Joe Biden?
Oh, yeah, the chant.
Oh, you did?
No. Like, you actually play it?
Yeah, I think it's coming through my headphones.
Yeah, okay.
Normally, I plug in. See? I got different shit running. I unplugged.
Just finished my one beer.
Oh, is that Blue Moon?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Where did I put my beer? Oh, there it is.
Actually, you know what, man? We should bring that back. What are you drinking tonight, you know?
Just Blue Moon.
Ray's drinking Blue Moon. That's a good one.
I'm drinking Yingling.
Ooh, I had that last week. I'm doing the Miller Lite tonight. I had a couple weeks of the pumpkin ale. I got the pumpkin head. I got to put it down, you know?
Just go over and visit Derek. He's got a couple cases left.
He's run out.
Are we going to talk about
it? He's running out, too.
Are we going to talk about the tea and get a USB stuck on him?
Hell yeah.
I was hoping we wouldn't get to that one.
I was going to make that our last topic.
You guys saw the video of North Korea with the railroad track?
Well, hey, Brian can actually play a video. Can he?
I don't know.
Screen share?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, maybe I can. Holy shit.
Let me see.
But this rail rocket thing sounds cool. But they're 75 years behind the rest of the world.
Yeah. Like, now South Korea got the...
They're building World War II technology, dude.
Yeah.
We have submarines that can launch nuclear missiles. You know, well, and they're putting them on the rail cars.
Nuclear, the non-nuclear missiles now.
Yeah, who just did it? Was it South Korea?
Yeah,
just built the first non-nuclear ballistic missile.
Yeah. So there you go.
Anyways, I don't understand what you mean by ballistic missile, because I'm pretty sure all missiles are ballistic. No, because it spins. That's what it means. And that's what guides it straight.
I've got to watch the ad on ABC New York for NBC New York first.
Always. But I'm pretty sure what they mean by first ballistic missile that's not nuclear, I think they mean ICBM. It's an intercontinental ballistic missile.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can put it in orbit
and drop it anywhere. Why are they selling chainsaws in New York City? It would be my question.
There's some trees in New York City, and depends on how far out you are from the center. Now, people have trees in their yard, you know?
I
have two chainsaws.
We need to talk about the Bitcoin in El Salvador, how the protest.
Here we go. Let's watch this happen.
Oh, here we go. What we got?
Wait, that's World War II tech, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a V2 missile. That was Russian, right? The V2? Like I said, that is kind of crazy that they managed to build this. Yeah, but there you go. That's because South Korea, we just gave South Korea some fucking crazy shit, too. They tested their submarine ballistic missiles.
Like night and day between the two countries.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you can't track us because we can do it on a railroad. It's like, we can show up out of the middle of the fucking ocean and launch a missile. You know? It's like, your shit. Actually, they don't even have to show up. They can just launch the missile from under the ocean.
Right.
You don't even have to see us.
And North Korea is using a railroad. Like, you can't find us. But again, they're almost 100 years behind. It is pretty cool that South Korea is doing an ICBM that's not nuclear, though. Like, we can put this thing into the orbit around the Earth and drop it and have it hit exactly where we want to hit. That's awesome. And it's not going to wipe out 5 city blocks no matter what.
But you, before we went on to that topic, you briefly talked about how you can come across the some of our borders without the vaccine. And
probably down south.
Yeah, and there for a little while this week, the FAA actually banned all drone flights over the southern border.
Because it was showing all the people running across the border without a vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is this not news?
It is news, but it's not the mainstream media is doing their darndest. I'll talk like Joe Biden now. They're darndest to cover for the administration.
Why?
Because they don't want to do their jobs. They want to protect his presidency. His approval rating is already down to like 42% within his first 9 months in office.
Why, though?
I don't know why. They feel obligated because he's their guy, I guess. They'd rather protect him than do their job and be objective journalists.
If it bleeds, it leads.
No.
He's killing innocent families, apparently. And even the Pentagon said, yep.
Yeah.
You know? And we're just going to pretend it didn't happen?
Yep. But I'll tell you what, you can't pretend it didn't happen. Was the teen in the UK that tried to measure his penis with a USB cable. And he tried to do it, not from the outside, from the inside. What the hell? Everybody that read this article knew it was going to end badly.
But what was he trying to measure?
I don't know.
No, if you use the length,
Use a fucking tape measure.
That's what the normal, that's what we all did back in the day.
Every dude's done it, you know it.
Or a ruler.
Ruler. At least you can go halfway through.
No, I need the whole 12 inches.
Bullshit.
Get a jar stick. Go get the jar stick.
Nah, you don't pH your dick if you got a big one. And yeah. That's because you need a little help, and you know. Oh, that was a good joke.
I would measure it for the pelvis.
It's because I am in the same category. I pierce my dick too. Ryan took his out though.
Yeah, she made me take him out. She wasn't impressed with him.
You guys don't get freaky, but that's all right. Oh, all right. Where are we going? I'm having fun.
Are we out of topics? The Bitcoin.
We're not out of topics. I bounced this around.
A Bitcoin in Salvador. People are protesting it.
They don't want Bitcoin?
No, they don't.
They want cash.
They want cash.
I said, well, is that Salvador that poor?
No, they just don't like the... The
president of El Salvador came to the Bitcoin thing in Miami and said, we're going to make this a national currency.
Yeah, and they don't like that because they just lost the currency like years ago.
Bitcoin's very volatile.
Yeah, and they're like, no, we need cash. We just like to have the feeling of cash in our hand. We don't need this stuff. And there was a big protest about it. 70% of the country don't want Bitcoin.
Well, it's also an issue, you know, all the stores have to, like, get special technology to be able to accept it, too, you know?
Yeah. At the same time, it's like...
And who's going to pay for that?
Yeah. These people barely can pay the cell phone bill. You ask them to get data to maintain this Bitcoin industry. It's not going to work.
I can't figure out how to get to my beer.
It's bent over. Keep going. Get reach.
It's in the cooler by your feet.
There we go. Where's the cooler sound? I can hear it barely. Is it wet? You like it wet, don't you? Yeah. You like it wet, don't you?
What? Did I just get raped?
Yeah.
By Bitcoin.
Hey, I've actually made a lot of money off of Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's good. Like, if you want to do it yourself, but you cannot make international currency if it's not. The people are not going to. Nah, they're not going to get used. They're not going to adjust to it.
I've actually made more money off of Ethereum.
Was that metal?
No, it's another digital currency.
Yeah.
Ethereum is where it is. I'm not kidding you. There's a dip happening right now because the United States government is talking about treating it like precious metal.
Mm.
So people are dumping their stock, their digital currency. That's why you've seen Bitcoin and everything else going down. This is a buying opportunity. You don't have to buy an entire Bitcoin. You know, you can buy $20.
Yeah.
You can buy $5.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity.
It's hot enough. I could keep my digital account, you know, from Bank of America in the straight. Like, what make you think I'm going to be able
to? I have like three apps. I can keep track of all the money that I have invested. Plus on my computer, because I don't have computer share on my phone. Actually, computer share is where I have most of my investments, like Verizon.
Well, I got $400 loose right now. I need to invest in something. I'm still trying to figure out what kind of stock to buy.
Marijuana.
Like which company?
All of them. Go ETF.
Buy a bunch of shares ETF.
And if look at Tilray. They're the big one. Kronos is a big one. They've been dipping lately. But in general, they lose money.
So what's fucking missing that?
Because if you buy all the way down, these guys are still leading the industry. If you go to a dispensary, you're buying from these guys. It's only going to expand. It's only going to go nationwide from here. The United States is not going to shut it down. It's going to go 50 states, and the companies that are already leading the pack, even though they're losing money now, are going to expand it huge.
What's up with the coin shortage?
I know. I still see that right now at 7-Eleven.
There is no coin shortage.
I still see it in my stores.
I still see it at the stores I go to. There is no coin shortage. Where would the coins go? No, they say there's a coin shortage because of COVID. Where did they go?
People are hoarding them because of COVID.
What? What, you keeping in your piggy bank?
Yeah.
You're not going to your local grocery store and dumping them in that giant basket thing and turning it into dollars and paying like 13%. Because you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, Coinstar.
Yeah, Coinstar. Because you know you don't hold on to your coin. No one is.
I do.
Bullshit. No. Coin shortages only happen during a time of war because we use the zinc and the metals that we use to make coins to make bullet casings. That's when coin shortages happen. The coins didn't disappear. They're not all sitting in your fucking basement. Trust me. No, trust me. We all have 5,000 coins in our house. We really do. In that the couch, in a piggy bank, in whatever.
Maybe it's because the mint was working from home.
Ah, there you go. Yeah. Did we stop making new coins? Either way, the old coins are still worth money, right? It's not like they didn't go away. It's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It's blowing my mind that we're saying this is coin because it's not.
What do you think of the new rule where banks got to report $600 transactions to the federal government?
Well, right now it's 10,000, I believe, right?
Yeah, they want to go all the way down. No,
but
six.
Joe Biden's pushing to 600.
So I'm not allowed to take out $600 from the bank without having to alert the IRS.
They want to do is they want to try to catch more people that are selling stuff on eBay and using PayPal to move money back and forth between people that aren't reporting it.
I don't think Joe Biden. I think these people in charge probably mean well, but they don't know what it is to be a fisherman. For example, you guys both still live in Virginia, and I know you guys at least both know at least one crab fisherman, right?
No.
Right? No?
We just try to take their crab pots.
I'm saying these guys walk around, they go to 7-Eleven with and they pay for a soda with $100 bill.
Because
that's they make all of their money in like five in 3.5 months.
Yeah.
For the entire year.
Right.
And now Biden is saying we have to monitor cash transactions. These guys deal everything in cash. Right. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't think the government has a right to see everything I do.
No.
I really don't. And I'm going to take this out of that argument every time. It's none of anyone's fucking business.
Right.
What I do unless I'm breaking the law. And you don't get to watch me to see if I'm breaking the law because that's against my illegal search and seizure rights. Right?
Yep.
Fuck all of you. I can be as stupid as I want until I break the law. And yes, we need to prevent crime. You can't prevent crime without going born identity. Minority Report. Another Tom Cruise movie. Oh, Tom Cruise wasn't in Born Identity.
No, he wasn't.
want to smoke weed. Anyway, I've been running away.
I think that's pretty much about it.
Well, tell me about McAuliffe.
Well, he's your typical liberal, double standard kind of guy, you know. He's all about the mask mandates, but he was recently caught on Amtrak, which is a federal transportation department, which, thanks to Joe Biden, everybody's supposed to wear a mask on unless you're eating or drinking.
Federal property.
He was seen talking on the phone with his mask down below his mouth.
And people behind him wearing their masks and a sign right next to him saying, And I'm waiting for someone to say, oh, he's on the phone. He's an important person. Your voice goes through that mask.
Yeah, especially the mask that most people wear, you know. It's like, I'm still trying to figure out the people that are driving around in their cars by themselves with their masks.
I'm seeing people in my local supermarket wearing masks.
The Shields are making a comeback down here in Virginia, so.
All right. If you're still listening to this show, just watch I actually didn't make one, but look up a fluid dynamics video on YouTube. YouTube is really good about visual, you know, and usually the best rise to the top of fluid dynamics. Is literally the way air moves, but also liquids. And it'll show you that your mask literally does nothing unless it's an M95. Like, those aren't those things, or a what were they? Gas masks we wore in the Navy.
Oh, yeah,
CU250 or something like that.
Yeah, MCU2.
Yeah. Those are really good masks too, but even those are only good up to 80% effectiveness. Full mop gear is only 80% effective. You remember mop gear, right?
Yeah.
I know you guys are topsiders.
Yeah, we have to get prepared for that chemical attack.
Yeah, it's only 80% effective.
Yeah,
you topsized with pussies, though. It was always us engineering that jumped up there and dealt with that shit. You know it. We put out the fires. We dealt with that chemical attack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at that. Oh, computational fluid dynamics, modeling the respiratory system for comparative dosimetry. All right, look at Brian go.
Look at Brian when he's sober.
Yeah,
look at Brian when he's sober.
Hey, it's like he hasn't had a beer yet.
Yeah, get a beer on you.
I'm
man.
On my first beer here.
We all are because we can't have more than one on the show.
But they didn't say nothing about pregame.
But yeah, the way fluids move, it's absolutely amazing. Just breathing out, it spreads out into cubic meters in seconds. You know what I mean? Just your exhale. Just the way hots and colds mix. It's actually freaking amazing, the math that's involved in it. No, it really is. And you got laminar flow. You got laminar flow is amazing. That means everything's actually running the same direction and it runs perfect. Almost like when you have your hose pouring water out and there's no bubbles in it. You know? Then you got chaotic flow when everything it spins and it twirls and it moves, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to try to do a video alone on the Zoom. I think I'm able to do this doing a little short 20 minute videos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was doing for a while, but it was a lot of fucking work, or it was just or it was just a stream of consciousness video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And those, I did decent with a couple of them.
Yeah.
But the ones I actually like put clip art in and did stuff. Yeah, whatever. I suck. I'm not. Miley. Well, we barely talked about Miley, but.
Miley.
Miley Cyrus.
Millie? Miley? I'm sorry. Yeah. I've been reading his name more than anything. Is it Millie?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm putting his picture as my thumbnail, and it's going to be him with like a lipstick on.
Okay.
Shoot.
Another army officer resigned over the vaccine mandate.
Another one.
There's an army one.
Yeah, the other one's a Marine, right?
Yeah.
This guy was even closer to retirement, I think.
Yeah, he was like months away.
Yeah, less than a year. That's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
It sure means nothing.
Years.
Huh?
He was at 19, yep.
Yeah, less than a year for retirement.
Yep.
It's a big deal to say, I don't want your pension. There's not enough testing.
Nope.
Now, it's even crazier. It was. Oh, shit. I actually looked it up and I had it brought up. Now, the montage of all the Democrats saying, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Trump's a fucking nutbag.
Trump is in office. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't do the process any help when Trump was president, you know, when they're saying, I don't trust it. I don't trust it. I don't trust it, you know.
Hmm. Yeah. And they keep saying it's the Trump supporters that are holding out, but
not just Trump supporters.
Well, actually, the number one, the number two slots are Black and Latin American or Hispanic or whatever the politically correct term is today.
Latinx.
Yeah, Latinx.
Latinx.
Hey, there you go. Ray's an actual genuine genuine Latin American.
Uh-huh.
Latino. No. The Latinx. Gender, the gender put into the language is intentional, right?
Yeah.
And it I just, understand different things are communicated between English and Spanish. Which is really cool that I get that, because I'm sure you know both of them. Well, let me rephrase that. I'm certain you know Spanish way better than I do. I am 100% certain of that. My Spanish is muy malo y muy poco.
No
cervezas, por favor.
Yeah, exactly. But donde está el baño? I can find a toilet and I can find a beer anywhere
in the
world.
That's all we need to know.
it's just pure stupid that you want to change the language to suit your political belief, you know, the like, oh, we should not have gender in your language. Like, hold on.
You're telling me our language is wrong?
We didn't make this up. It just happened to be the way people speak. It's just the way
it evolved.
Evolved, you know. We didn't design. I didn't design it. Nobody else designed it.
Ooh, we should start making clips of this because this is gonna be good.
Nature took its course. So how you, as in, one individual, want to try to change this? It's just not gonna happen. It's not gonna flow. It doesn't flow with language. Same with the French. French is the same thing too. You know, like I don't know French, but I know there's like. Male and female. It's
gendered.
Gender, yeah. It is what it is. You cannot change it. You're going to keep going like this throughout all the languages?
You know, like, you cannot change the language. It's just the way it is. It's Japanese. You know, it's like, it's shit back. Like, the, for me, it's shit backwards, the way they talk, you know, the way they express themselves, you know.
That's the way I think of Spanish, though. It's
yeah, it is.
Well, the grammar is so different that it's out of order from English grammar.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
Yeah. Instead of saying White House is House White.
It's House of White.
House White, yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense, but like, they, once you learn the language, you can understand it. Like, okay, I can see how it rhymes, you know? Like, you were asking me, hey, how can you say badass? Like, yeah, that doesn't translate
correctly. Doesn't translate.
No, you have
that's,
to say
that's
you,
what the, I was saying. Like, Malo, you know?
Like, what do you mean I'm the goat? Like, yeah, that's the way it is. Like, I'm the badass goat, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and it's just the way it translates. Is you cannot raw translate. You have to like understand things the way it progresses, you know, in the language. And actually, it, like a lot of English and Spanish are root from Latin, Anglo-Saxon, and all the Germanic language and French language. So yeah, it's kind of easy to me to understand English because it translates a little bit towards it. You can see where it comes from, you know. It's kind of like weird, you know, knowing two languages like that way, especially non-related, like English and Spanish are non-related compared to English and French.
Oh, no, Germanic and Romance languages are not the same at all.
Yeah, Germanic. You can see where the Germanics is. You can see where the, like, Anglo-Saxon is. You can see where the Latin language are, you know, on it, you know, on the English.
Yeah.
The
roll of the R. That got me in that Spanish class. Yeah. The double R.
Mm-hmm.
And the tilnya on the N.
Yep. And yeah, niño, niña.
Yeah, nya. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I found being able to speak English very, very well and Spanish well enough, I found anywhere on the planet I could find what I wanted.
Yeah.
Like I said, my Spanish isn't awesome, but I could get a beer. I could negotiate price.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could find a toilet. I could say I want a bigger shirt, you know?
Yeah, actually, those are two main languages. No, English and Spanish.
Well, the two languages. Those two languages you get around the entire planet.
Trying to find the third language, but you can't. Chinese is the most spoken language, but it's just going to...
Only in China.
Like, yeah. Yep. Like, a lot of population is bigger, but just in China.
Well, Spanish... You know? Spanish is the most spoken language as a first language, besides Chinese.
Yeah. Then you
English is the most spoken language on the planet.
For business.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's the most spoken language on the planet.
Yeah.
People then learn Spanish and then they get, I need to know English.
Yeah, I was thinking French, but barely anywhere.
Well, you got France and Quebec.
Quebec and probably Vietnam.
That's it, a couple of weird islands, right?
Yeah.
France's empire ended like 900 years ago.
Yeah, Napoleon fucked that up.
Napoleon died like 50 years ago.
Portuguese, you got Brazil and Portugal, that's it. So like this
now. Brazil, though, that's a huge, huge piece of property.
Yeah, Brazilian Portuguese, I said, and nothing else. What else? I don't know. I may have to redo research in any African country.
I know who speaks Portuguese?
What?
Exactly. Who speaks Portuguese? And by the way, how is Portugal? How are there so many Portuguese immigrants in the United States when it's such a tiny country? It's a little slice off the side of Spain.
Well, there's. Just because they speak Portuguese doesn't mean they all come from Portugal. You know, there's other countries that speak
in Brazil. To. Just
one, Brazil.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of.
That's what we were just saying.
I may have to do research which African countries speak Portuguese, but I don't think that many.
I doubt there's any.
Yeah.
That's not where the colonies were.
Yeah, Portuguese. That's why this.
Are this we really a, done? A pope?
Yeah, I think. I think that's
all. 2 hours plus.
Huh?
2 hours plus.
Cool. Ain't so bad.
Trying to make up for last week.
we never done. Try to do that. The show goes as long as it goes. You got nothing to talk about. The show ends, right?
Yep.
I went apple picking. I had fun.
I lost $500 today.
You didn't lose it. You got air conditioning.
I know, but I
just feel like so you invested.
Yeah.
My AC stopped working. Luckily, I have $500 cash on hand on the house, you know, but I think I need to increase that to $1,000. But I had to fix my AC.
Dude, you're being this stereotypical Hispanic.
Why is that?
Because you're keeping stacks of cash under your fucking mattress.
Well, just only a small amount. I just... That's my emergency backup. That's my emergency backup. I got all this...
No! Don't keep stacks of cash. A fire and it's gone.
Oh, dude. Not even that. Like, I keep precious metals and stuff, but that's what I invest more on. But I just keep a small amount just to get me by for a couple of
metals
days.
Metals are good as long as you can sell it.
Hey, it catch on fire, guess what? It's still melted metal, you know?
Yeah, and you know, you can say that all day long, but how do I know what your fucking melted blob is actually gold?
I know, but anyway.
I get it. I get what you're saying. It's like you can like put it back together.
Mm-hmm.
But me, let's say society falls
apart. At least it's something. At least it's something better than nothing.
I think bullets are worth more than gold.
Yeah, well, it's still going to catch on fire.
No. Not in terms of catching on fire. I'm saying if society collapses.
No. But
bullets are worth more than gold.
They say society doesn't collapse by catch out on fire. Yeah, I prefer to have metals than bullets because then my bullets are gone, you know.
I'll give you that one.
I can only sell so much brass to get something out of it.
Don't get me wrong, I got a bunch of metal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and different metals and more than two or three metals. We got some platinum upstairs, but what's that other one?
Platinum, palladium.
Palladium.
Yeah.
I got a little bit of palladium.
Yeah.
That's just like
breaking news from Rumble.
Oh,
what's up? Oh shit!
Rumble, Tommy and Rumble, or
no Rumble the
app?
Yeah, Glenn Greenwald is joining Rumble.
Glenn Greenwald, yeah. Who's that?
Founder of the Intercept.
We actually talked about his. We brought his article up earlier. Yeah, I'm not impressed by
right now. I'm kind of buzzing good, but I just like to have a little bit cash at hand because you never know what you can need it for, especially power goes out. I had like that incident happen here in Virginia Beach when power went out. Like we had a major storm, power went out, so gas station were not taking cards. If you got big bills, that's what you pay with big bills. But if you got a small amount of change, that's what you like, you know, you can pay with, you know. I don't want to pay $15 worth of gas with a $20 bill and not get change back.
Yeah.
By the way, premium gasoline today
at
Mobil in Pembroke, Massachusetts on 139 and Exxon. All right, Mobil. was $4.99 a gallon.
Goddamn. That's why I don't use premium.
Oh, that and your car doesn't need it.
No. Nah. But yeah, like and all my cash I keep at hand. I'm like, okay, let me use it for this, you know, like let me just keep me moving, you know. At least got AC now. It's cool now in the house. And I had this company called 1 hour something. I'm like, okay, cool. Let me call them up, see if they come out within an hour. Oh, we're going to be there Thursday. Like, no, my family needs AC now. I'm okay without AC, but my family needs it. They can't live without it. Like, okay. So I had to call a couple companies until one of them come out today, fix this thing up. And I'm like, okay, cool. I paid them money for it.
You crazy and Central Americans. You crazy Central Americans. You can deal with 100-degree weather.
I'm the only one that know how to deal with 100-degree weather. My family don't. They're like, most of them from here.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
No, no. You get a heat stroke. I've done it before.
I'm okay. I can deal with 110-degree weather. I work on the desert before.
It was a dry heat.
No, I was in Bahrain. It was an island. It's fucking humid as fuck.
What's this Durham probe thing? Is that anything to talk about?
Oh, yeah. The Clintons.
No, is that worth talking about or is that garbage?
No, the Durham's getting the probe came out to be the Clintons' lawyer. Apparently knew that was bull crap when they put the dossier going through, so they're investigating him right now.
For what?
For lying to the FBI.
Oh, that is a crime.
Yep. So probably he's gonna FC himself.
I'm pretty sure that's what got the last general in trouble, right?
That one in what's the name of the?
Yeah,
Roger Stone.
What was the cooking lady?
Oh my God! You're talking about
Martha Stewart.
Yeah, Martha Stewart.
Yeah, but look what that did for her career. She's now fucking chilling with Snoop.
She was doing fucking inside trading.
Yeah, she lied to the... They got her not on inside trading. They got her on lying to the FBI.
Oh, shit. You like, the FBI can ask you what you ate for breakfast. You're like, cornflakes? Bullshit. You ate frosted flake. You're arrested.
You're done. You're down.
You're done. Like, God damn. You can like... No, you cannot talk to the FBI like that. You have to have lawyers.
They don't have to go to that, man. They can just get you in taxes.
The lawyer could be like, you ate something with this milk? No, and it was
they
can
always get you in taxes, dude. You have no idea what you owe on taxes every year.
No. The FBI
you think you do, but IRS, that tax code is so insane.
You don't want to fuck with the IRS. IRS is the one to fuck you. If you don't believe me, ask Al Capone.
That's what got Al Capone.
Yeah, that's what I said. You don't want to fuck with the IRS. I like, you can fuck with the FBI.
The IRS will take you down if the FBI can't.
Yeah. They cannot get you, like, fuck, call the IRS. Like, oh, like, shit. Yeah.
Where's the money coming from? Like, shit.
That's 2 cents off. That, like, looked like 2 cents off. You get arrested, like, fuck. 5 years for that. 2 cents off. Christ,
Trump's not in prison, honestly.
For what?
Just the fact that he had so much money, they were going to find a way to put it in prison. You know what I mean?
Because he knew he was running for presidency. Like, I need to get my shit straight.
I'm less worried about the wealthy person that runs for office than the poor person who runs for office then becomes wealthy.
At the AOC?
Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah. Chuck Schumer is an ambulance chaser.
Yeah, you take office and all of a sudden you become worth millions and millions of dollars. It's like, this sounds really fucking shady.
Cocaine Mitch?
Cocaine Mitch.
The two.
Anyway, I think that's our shit, isn't it?
It is.
You just drumming on, going
I'm just saying, let's wrap this up.
Fucked up already.
We'll hit end, and then we'll keep bullshitting for a little bit. How's that?
No, don't hit end. Let's bullshit around. Let's see if customer like that.
All right. I was going to publish it as a separate piece.
Go ahead.
All right. That's the end of our show. I'm glad you guys had fun. How do I stop recording?
Hit the end button. Yeah.